From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In West Virginia today, rescuers at the Upper Big Branch mine suffered a setback. Search teams entered the mine looking for four men still missing after an explosion Monday. But hours later, the rescuers were forced to retreat after explosive gases built up once again. In a moment, we'll talk with the West Virginia Governor, Joe Manchin, who's been at the site of the disaster for days. But first, this report from NPR's Brian Naylor.
The rescue teams entered the mine shortly before dawn Eastern time, but some 4 hours later, officials made the decision to pull them out. The reason? Levels of methane, carbon monoxide, and hydrogen gases had again reached explosive levels. A change in the weather is being blamed for the increase in gas levels. For the families waiting to learn the fate of their loved ones, it's been a wrenching day. Kevin Strickland is with the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration.
It's a roller coaster for these people. It's very emotional. You can only imagine what it would be like. And it's, they're very understanding. They understand, and as much as they're going through, they all ask me to make sure that we take care of the health and safety of the rescuers.
The only hope left for the four miners unaccounted for is that they survived the explosion Monday that killed 25 of their co-workers and found safety in an airtight refuge chamber stocked with oxygen and food. After a four-mile trek inside the debris-strewn mine, rescuers were some 500 feet from one of the chambers before being forced to turn back. Chris Adkins of Massey Energy Company, which owns the mine, says the rescuers weren't happy about it.
Very angry. You can imagine hauling equipment for a long distance, getting up there, getting exactly where you need to be, and then having to double time back out because you find yourself in harm's way. At the same time, they're running on adrenaline right now. They're very tired, and you know you have to make decisions that are conscious decisions in the best interest of the rescue workers because we can't put them at risk either. So
officials hope that completion of more vent holes will draw more of the trapped gases out of the mine so that rescuers can return once more. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Montcoal, West Virginia.